big welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around. Our featured year this week in KGNU's 40 years in 40 weeks countdown, 2010, the year we started saying 20 instead of 2000. And another great year for music. We're going to get into some of that, as well as some more recent sounds and so much more, of course. So keep it tuned right here to Terrasonic on listener-powered KGNU.
Escrever uma canção, palavras simples sobre os acordes do meu violão. Ela me pediu para lhe dizer o quanto eu gosto dela e daquela dor que causa solidão. Ela me pediu para lhe escrever uma canção com versos simples, rimas fáceis e um refrão. Ela me pediu para registrar em single, em long play, um pedaço do amor que está no coração. E ela me pediu para lhe escrever uma canção. Ela me pediu. Ela me pediu para lhe escrever uma canção. Ela me pediu para lhe escrever uma canção. Ela me pediu para lhe escrever uma canção. Da minha dedicação, ela só queria me ouvir cantar. Que quando eu me perco, ela é a minha orientação. E ela me pediu para lhe escrever uma canção.
matchstick man and you. Willow turns off matchstick man and you. All I ever see is him and you. Beep.
dạy câu ca, đôi ta dùng nhau trong gió. Ngày này đọc lại câu thơ, mưa rơi trên má. À, tóc mai sợi vắn sợi dài, lấy nhau chẳng nặng thương hoài.
Listening to Terrasonic on listener-powered KGNU Community Radio for the Front Range and beyond. My name is Joel Davis. Thanks for joining me today. This is your magic carpet ride around the world of music, and this week's journey began in Brazil. Garotas Suecas, the name of the band, and from their album Escaldante Banda, we heard Ela, and that is from 2010, our featured year this week in KGNU's 40 years and 40 weeks countdown. Hard to believe we're just a mere 8 weeks away from the end of that. And then after that, from 1968, from a new release or reissue from the Recycled label, that's R-E-P-S-Y-C-H, old label, from Últimos Éxitos del Hit Parade, it was Charlie Guerrero and, of course, Pictures of Matchstick Men. After that, from a great collection on the Vompi Soul label, also from 2010, Saigon Rock and Soul, Vietnamese classic tracks, 1968 to 1974, the tail end of the Vietnam War. And we heard Tan Mai and a song whose title translates to Long Uneven Hair. In the background right now, it's the Pech Pin Tong Band and Solem Plern from The Sound of Siam, Left Field Luk Tung, a record that came out on the Sublime Frequencies label. And again, from 2010, we've got some recent stuff ahead and a lot more here on Terrasonic on listener-powered KGNU.
Çiçeklere Music.
It's TerraSonic on KGNU, listener-supported community radio for the Front Range. My name's Joel Davis, and we are about halfway through this week's journey around the world of music. We just heard new music from Scott Zylo, a producer. His Bandcamp says he's into vibes, cartoons, and comics. And with Afronaut Zoo, Catherine Sarah and Marcus Joseph, that was Aria. And that came out last month through his Bandcamp. And before that, Madlib from Madlib Medicine Show, number 3, Beat Conducta in Africa and Afro Sound Panorama. And I'm just a sucker for that super booming bassy African rhythm. And before that, new music from Halab. His release is called Black Noise 2084. It's on the On the Corner Records label. And from that we heard Bafia featuring Tamar Osborne. Really interesting sounds there from Halab. And Altın Gün prior to that. Some new Turkish psych out of Amsterdam, actually. And their album is called On. It's on the Mr. Bongo Records label. Dance music from the film Mukti from 1976, courtesy of R.D. Berman. And this comes from Johnny Trunk and Joel Martin, present Bollywood Funk Experience, a compilation that came out in 2010, our featured year this week on KGNU. We've got a lot more music, old and new, still ahead here on Terrasonic on Community Radio, KGNU.
Tomorrow, it's hard to talk, yeah. solamente vamos a las raíces, al root de la música. Yo pienso que la cumbia, como cualquier otro género, pertenece al barrio y pertenece a los negros, ¿verdad? Y mezclamos ritmos, el freestyle de ritmos, corta, sencillo.
¿No, DJ?
Tengo el control, cuando quiero apretar play y cuando quiero apretar stop.
Thank you.
esté conmigo, pajarito.
Costureiras bordaram num pano branco de algodão, do que vale a terra, minha companheira, do que vale o amor sem sua. Chora, quem tem amor pode dar, quem não tem pode esperar. No mar revolto não tem razão pra sofrer, é nadar. O que os olhos não veem, o que o amor pode dar.
Embora cê compreender o saque mais veloz, pode falar cowboy, pode falar cowboy, pode falar cowboy. Miro no ser, preciso ter o saque mais veloz. Pode falar cowboy, pode falar cowboy, pode falar cowboy.
It's Terrasonic on KGNU. We are the community radio station for the Front Range and beyond. And my name is Joel Davis, your guide this and most every Saturday, noon to one, here on KGNU. Now, last track was from one of the great voices in Brazilian music today, Otto. From an album that came out sometime last year, but just found out about it myself recently. The record's called Otto Motto Pia. And from that we heard Pode Falar, Cowboy. Good stuff there from Otto. Before that, El Hijo de la Cumbia. And the title track to his debut release, Soy El Control, an EP that he put out back in 2010. Also from 2010, Las Rubias del Norte, and from their album Ziguala, Manajanab Ne Pukara Nain, a cover of a Bollywood track done in their own inimitable Latin American influenced and accented style. In the background right now, from Auckland, New Zealand, it's Carnivorous Plant Society They play cinematic jazz music and make animations. And the song is called La Noche del Giro. Still some time left to go in the show before we give way to Reggae Bloodlines. Ja Sonic and J-Dub in with you this afternoon. So let's get back to this music and we'll talk to you a bit more at the end. This is Terra Sonic on KGNU.
Von a von a von a von ťa volá von. the place you did. No fine. Do you like see the place you did? No right. But Ghana better pass any place in the whole world. But Ghana better pass any place in the whole world. Yeah, 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 yeah. There's no place like home, I tell you. I cannot leave gold chopsticks for Yankee. Oh, now, Bonnie, I'm your money, I'm on side. The place you did, no rights. But Ghana better pass any place in the whole world. But Ghana better pass any place in the whole
up on the top of the hour here at KGNU. This week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music known as Terrasonic, getting ready to come in for a landing. We've got Andrew Bird, Konono number one, and Sobanza Mimanisa taking us out of here with Onono Kiwembo. And that comes from Trouty Mods versus Rockers, Alternative Takes on Congotronics, came out in 2010 on the Cram Discs label. Before that, Eli and Alex Wondergem, brothers operating out of Ghana. They put out an EP last year called Buying Our Freedom. It was one of my favorite releases of 2017, and we heard Sunday Morning from that. And before that, it was Sonia and Balkanika and their track Kermes, edited by London's DJ Kobayashi. And then we began the set with Slovak trio Longital from their 2010 release Teraz and Von Von, or Outside. Coming up at the top of the hour, we've got Reggae Bloodlines following headlines from the BBC in London. Your host this week on Reggae Bloodlines, Josh Sonic and J-Dub, taking you up until 4 o'clock and 2 hours of the best in African music on African Roots. Mutiu in with you today. Full hour of news from the BBC at 6, followed at 7 by Sound Lab with Bob Cosmo, your host tonight. Keep it tuned to KGNU for all of your music and information needs. You'll find a podcast link for today's show. You can stream it. You can check the playlist. All at afterfm.com/Terrasonic. AfterFM is KGNU's 24/7 streaming music channel with archive programs, interviews, extra bonus shows that don't air on the radio, and much more, all at afterfm.com. You'll also find an archive for Terrasonic at mixcloud.com/Terrasonic. And you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Terrasonic Radio. Reach us anytime via email, terrasonic@gmail.com. Stay tuned for reggae. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time here on Terrasonic on Listener Powered KGNU. Have a great weekend.
1 p.m. And you're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, with translators K229AC Nederland, K254CH LaPorte, and K256CT Denver, Colorado. Stay tuned for BBC.
I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. Current and former world leaders have spoken in praise of the former UN Secretary-General Kofi Annan, who's died at the age of 80. Mr. Annan rose through the ranks of the UN to serve two terms in the top job and was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 2001. Barack Obama said Mr. Annan never stopped his pursuit of a better world. Imogen Folks reports.
Earlier this year, Kofi Annan described himself as a stubborn optimist. He opposed the invasion of Iraq in 2003 to the irritation of the United States. But as conflicts raged across the Middle East, he never lost that optimism or his dedication to the promotion of peace.
Even at this darkest of hours, there is still room for hope. There is a path back to the negotiating table, if the parties choose to take it.
Kofi Annan also worked tirelessly to combat AIDS, setting up the Global Fund to fight AIDS, tuberculosis and malaria.
Kofi Annan was the first and so far only black African to lead the UN, and people across the continent have paid tribute. The South African president, Cyril Ramaphosa, said Africans had been filled with pride to see Mr. Annan trying to find solutions for world problems. President Uhuru Kenyatta of Kenya expressed deep sorrow. The Deputy Secretary General of the UN, Amina Mohammed of Nigeria, said Mr. Annan gave hope to the voiceless. A week of national mourning has been declared in Mr. Annan's home country, Ghana. The boss of the Italian company operating the motorway bridge that collapsed in Genoa on Tuesday has said it'll do everything possible to help the disaster investigation. Danny Eberhard reports.
Autostrada per l'Italia was heavily criticised for its response in the wake of the disaster, accused of focusing on technical aspects rather than on the human tragedy. It soon switched tone. The company's chief executive, Giovanni Castellucci, was at pains to express his condolences to relatives of the victims. He's promised money to help them and the city of Genoa, but he said it was up to the justice system to work out what caused the collapse before considering any possible apology.
Ecuador has brought in new rules to stop Venezuelan migrants from entering the country without a passport. Candice Peart has more.
Over 4,500 migrants have been arriving at Ecuador's border with Colombia each day. Most are heading south to Peru and Chile. They've been walking or hitching rides for weeks, and many told reporters they had no idea about the need for a passport. The documents are almost impossible to get in Venezuela, and the migrants travel with ID cards and little money. If they can't continue their journey south, many will not be able to join family, who have already made the trip. The Colombian government has protested against the move, concerned that thousands of vulnerable Venezuelans will be trapped on their side of the border.
World News from the BBC. The Russian President Vladimir Putin has called on Europe to do everything it can to help with Syria's economy recovery or face huge refugee burden. Speaking near Berlin before a working meeting with the German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Mr. Putin said Europe had an interest in helping to restore basic infrastructure in Syria to allow millions of refugees to return. Mrs. Merkel stressed that a humanitarian crisis in Syria must be avoided. Meteorologists in India have forecast more heavy rain in several districts in the state of Kerala, which has been reeling under floods triggered by the monsoon. Nearly 200 people have been killed in the past 10 days. Yogita Lamai is in Kerala.
Hundreds of boats continue to bring people out of flooded areas of Kerala today. Helicopters have also been airlifting survivors. Schools around the state have been converted into temporary relief camps for those who've been rescued. The floods have receded in some parts, but there are areas which are still